To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote, South Carolina Public Radio and South Carolina ETV are broadcasting this series, Sisterhood, South Carolina Suffragist, a look at how local women played a role in a national movement that eventually guaranteed more than 26 million women the right to vote. I'm Felicia Eady. The Upcountry History Museum in Greenville continues to help people make meaningful connections to history. Among the museum's permanent galleries are also special exhibits, like Guaranteeing Her Right, the 19th Amendment, Women and the Right to Vote. It's on display through January of 2021. Its panels of information, photos, and artifacts connect people to South Carolina women who challenged laws that deemed them unequal to men. One of those women was Eulalie Sally.
She was inspired to start using her voice and being a proponent for women's rights.
Christina Hornback is curator of collections at the museum. One of the images of Eulalie on display,
a photograph of her standing with Governor McNair when South Carolina finally ratified the 19th Amendment in 1969.
The museum's exhibit explains that photo marked the culmination of years of meetings, speeches, and lobbying that for Sally all got started in 1909 when she learned about a court case.
Lucy Dugas Tillman, who sued her in-laws, because while she had been ill, her husband deeded their children to his father and mother. And when she got out of the hospital, was surprised to find that she had no rights to her children. And so she sued Benjamin Tillman Sr. and his wife for the rights to regain their children. Eulalie was one of her supporters.
She joined the South Carolina Equal Suffrage League by sending $1 in response to an advertisement she found in a newspaper. She's quoted as saying it was the best dollar she ever spent. By 1919, Eulalie was elected president of the South Carolina Equal Suffrage League. In a 1973 interview with Eulalie Sally from the Southern Oral History Program at the Wilson Library at UNC Chapel Hill, Eulalie talked about the early days of organizing in the state.
We did mostly parades and circuses, publicity stunts. That's what it really was, and it got it.
Yes.
And we made lots of enemies. Men were just furious. Some of my best friends turned completely against me, but I didn't care.
It was the urging of family and friends that got her to attend a national convention. She recounts them saying,
if you go and you meet Miss Cat and Maudwood Paul and Anna Howard Shaw, you'll be inspired and you come back home and you help with this organization and we'll go places.
And she was inspired.
And it was just a revelation to see the difference between the little women I had known and those big women. And it just inspired me.
That inspiration continued to guide Sally throughout her life as she fought for women's suffrage. She became the first female realtor in the state when she started a business to fund her suffrage activities. And even today, almost a half century after her death, the work of Eulalie Sally is still guiding change in society, and it's only fitting that it involves a piece of real estate. That part of this story you'll find on our website at southcarolinapublicradio.org. I'm Felicia Eady.